Hey everybody, this is Naeem Hassan and welcome to the Olympic Mindset Podcast. I'm thinking about this idea. Imagine you are the producer director of a world-class movie and you have a script, you cast your characters and you provide the script to the characters. And the thing about this production is that you can't meet once and expect to have an award-winning production. You will have those characters practice their lines, they will work individually. Then they will come together and they will understand what it is that they're trying to get across, what the theme of the movie is, the feel, the emotions, and they will bring all of that to task. But more importantly, each one will have their own lines and they will have practiced and studied their lines. And under certain circumstances, they will present their lines based on the situation. But as you notice, one of those characters might emerge as more the dominant character. In most of these productions, there is a leading role. And that lead role obviously has a major responsibility to drive the production and set the tone for all of the other supporting cast members. But I want you to imagine that you and me are the executive producers and directors of our own production. And that production lives in our minds. And we have two major characters that we're dealing with. One is the optimist, who is often sometimes not as boisterous and as loud as the other character we know as the pessimist. The one who says it can't be done, it won't work, you're not old enough, strong enough, fast enough, you don't come from the right background. That character. But then we have this other character who, unless we understand the power that we can give that character might go silent. And the optimistic or the pessimistic character may continue to grow in strength because they have more resources to draw from. Life is difficult and it coincides with the language of the pessimist. But if we are going to give power to and turn that pessimist into a secondary role and increase the likelihood of the optimistic personality in this production to be more of a dominant role, we have to provide more resources to that character. We have to provide them with more scripts that they can use and they can read and rely on based on the situations that they might find themselves in. And that becomes our job to enhance and provide a plethora of options. And one of the things we might think about is the fact that if that optimistic character in our production is going to have the tools, we have to provide them. We can't leave it to chance, and we just can't assume that everything's going to work out. We have to be very intentional about making sure that character, the optimist, whether it's he or she, has the words and the tools that they can employ, given a variety of circumstances. And one way we might do that is perhaps some folks might rely on scripture. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. And that might be one script that your optimistic character would use or say under a particular set of circumstances. Another option might be you can be a total winner, even if you're a beginner. If you think you can, you can. It doesn't matter if you've won before. It makes no difference what the halftime score. The game is ever over until the final gun, so keep on trying. You'll find that you've won. Grab your dream, then believe it. Go out and work, and you will achieve it, because if you think you can, you can. You see, that might be one of the tools and one of the scripts that the optimistic character might also employ, depending on the circumstance. And so when we think about these two characters that we are directing and giving power to, we have to make sure that we are intentionally equipping that optimistic character in our production with the right tools. Otherwise, Mr. Pessimist or Mrs. Pessimist is going to take control and run this production into the ground. So what other ways might we do that? Through reading books, uplifting books. I carry with me a binder with quotes and phrases and things like that, because it becomes very important that we give ourselves, that optimistic character, something to do while we are just waiting for life to unfold. Because if we don't, the pessimistic character is going to continue to grow because he has more resources. All you have to do is look around and see that, oh my God, traffic is heavy and it's raining and it's cold or it's too hot and all these kinds of things. And all the pessimistic personality has to do is just recite what is happening in our life. And we can always find something that isn't working out. But on the other hand, the optimistic personality needs our assistance because there aren't as often as many opportunities that feed that optimistic personality. So we have to be very intentional about making sure that we give them the tools that they need. Other ideas might be, life's battles don't always go to the stronger or faster man, but sooner or later, the man who wins is the man who thinks he can. And those are just a couple of examples, and you can find tons of books. And my idea or what I've been practicing is when I have idle time, making sure that I'm practicing my script, making sure I'm giving that optimistic personality, that character, some additional resources. And that resource could come from a variety of places, but it becomes our responsibility to make sure that when we have time, that we are continuing to rehearse and provide scripting for that optimistic personality that lives there so that over time, that personality emerges as the leader of this production and we will be pleasantly pleased with the outcome of the production.